Exercise change.
Well, one of the things I'm picking up that may not be, I guess, nice for some people to hear is that if you really want to make a change, it's unlikely that you'll just drift into it and stick with it. You really need to put in some thought, and that's around what you're going to do. It's around preempting those problems and those barriers. And there's quite a big element of actually planning ahead with a lot of the changes that you need to make. So drifting into something and just sort of hoping for the best is probably not going to work in the long run.
No, it never works in the long run. Any change requires effort. Doesn't matter what it is. You know, but it's being well, being fit, or it's doing a course of study. You know, you're going to drift into it. There's actually demands. You've got things you're going to have to sort of balance. You're going to have to give up some of your free time that you might do other things, to do study, to read books, to go to the library, to go online, to research stuff, to write papers. There's a whole lot of stuff that you have to do. It doesn't matter what change it is when you make a change. Because sometimes also the other thing with change is that sometimes we don't know where that's going to take us. Because you make one change, and of course it's a bit like the marbles in the jar, everything else moves around. You take one marble out down the bottom, everything else moves around. So we're not ever doing one change. It'll actually have some either positive or negative effects in other ways too. So I think also that's probably the thing we need to be really mindful of around, you know, when we make a change, what happens if people around us don't make changes? What happens if they are keeping the same lifestyle? Because I know for me that I am exercising and trying to keep well. I also want to eat well. So what happens if I'm in a household where people don't want to eat healthily? So these are all issues that actually can create some tension around change for families. So what's feasible, what's doable, what's realistic?
And as you mentioned before, you need to give that stuff some thought and come up with a plan A and B, and maybe even C in some cases.
Yep. And I think the thing is, well, I go back to that idea I said earlier, is about how do we make it part of actually our lives? So, you know, if we've got pets, you know, looking out, walking dogs, and we've got children, you know, jumping on a bike on the weekend and going for a wee bike ride with them on a bit of park or something, you know, there's lots of ways we can actually make it just part of actually what we do. And I think the mistake is that we try and do it at certain places which is not part of actually how it fits with our lives. So if it fits with our lives and it's part of other things, then we're more likely to follow through as well.